Proclamation number 5689, dated the May 31st, 1953. God wants to be recognized through creation as love. The controller of the universe knows no obstacles. Everything is subject to him. Every creature must yield to his will. Every living creation, be it a spiritual one or banished into an earthly shell. His will reigns supreme, even though he allows the human being freedom of will. Nevertheless, it can never be doubted, for he alone is Lord over heaven and earth, over the blissful world of spirits as well as over the kingdom of darkness. It should therefore not be difficult for people to acknowledge this Lord, for everything surrounding a person testifies to him and his will. For although the human being has freedom of will, he is not capable of challenging God's will, nor is he able to make God's will compliant with his own. But he is not capable of creating from within himself anything that his eyes behold and his senses feel either. He can acknowledge God. If he therefore does not acknowledge him, he will be lying to himself, and through this lie he will defy the spirit which created him. And, in a manner of speaking, he is passing his own judgment, banishment from God's proximity, were it not for the fact that God is also eternal love. God's strength and power cannot be denied, and the fact that it reveals itself through creation is the evidence of his love for his created beings. For it is his will that they can recognize him, it is his will that they believe in him, and he makes himself recognizable by revealing his power and strength. He longs for his living creation's love and can only gain it by manifesting himself as a God of love. And therefore it is clearly identifiable that his creations arose for his living beings. The strength motivating him to let constantly new creations arise is love. Consequently, the creations must also correspond to the purpose of showing love. His creations must serve to cause happiness and delight, or help to lead to happiness and bliss. Anyone who wants to recognize this creative will and is able to do so will himself come aglow with love for his eternal creator, for where the evidence of love is established, it awakens love as well. Demonstrating his power and strength is not the sole purpose for his creation. Instead, it is intended to show his love which motivated him to let each creation arise. However, first the being itself is to be recognized before a being's love can be known. It is to be believed that the being is a supreme power, that it is supremely perfect. And this can be believed because this power gives evidence of itself through every creation. Yet God is not satisfied by the mere belief in his power and strength. He wants to be recognized as love, on account of which all his creations also prove God's emanation of love by having the useful and beneficial purpose of facilitating the return of that which is distant from God. But this ultimate purpose is only evident to those who have already recognized God as a supremely perfect being, as love. Even so, every thinking human being should questioningly observe the surrounding creations so that he can receive an answer. That God reveals himself through creation, that his will emerges everywhere, that no being can determine this will, that therefore the power and strength is entirely with him, but that his power and strength only gains shape through his all-transcending love, which demonstrates itself because it wants to be loved in return, because it only ever wants to give pleasure. God's love can never be denied, just like the powerful will of the controller of all worlds, who cannot be resisted by anything, who must and can be recognized where the will for it exists. Amen.